Every time you speak, write, or listen, you're participating in the most extraordinary phenomenon our species has ever developed. Language isn't just a tool we use, it's the very architecture of human thought and connection. While animals communicate with impressive systems of signals, human language stands apart through its unlimited creativity. We can generate infinite novel expressions by combining finite elements in new ways. That newspaper article you read this morning, most of those sentences had never been written before. This remarkable property, called productivity, is what makes human language uniquely powerful. Our ability to combine meaningless sounds into meaningful words creates a system of stunning complexity and flexibility that shapes not just how we communicate, but how we think, feel, and understand our world. Your voice begins with a breath, but not just any breath. When speaking, you completely transform your breathing pattern, compressing inhalation to a quarter second while stretching exhalation to 10 seconds or more. This precise control allows you to produce up to 300 syllables per minute without gasping for air. As breath travels upward, it encounters your vocal folds, tiny but mighty structures just 13 to 24 millimeters long that create an astonishing range of sounds through vibration. What happens next is pure orchestration. Your tongue, perhaps the most versatile muscle in your body, dances into countless positions, working with your lips, jaw, and soft palate to sculpt sound waves into the distinctive consonants and vowels of speech. No wonder so many cultures use tongue as a synonym for language itself. When you listen, your ears perform equally remarkable feats. Your basal membrane, varying in thickness throughout the cochlea, responds differently to various frequencies, allowing you to distinguish between sounds. And your brain? It actively reconstructs messages from partial information, hearing sounds that aren't physically present when they're predictable from context. You're not just passively receiving sound, you're actively creating meaning. Unlike speech, which emerges naturally in children, writing is a relatively recent invention, just 10,000 years old. Our dual alphabet system of capital and small letters evolved gradually, with early Greek and Latin alphabets using only capitals until small letters emerged by the 7th-8th century CE. This evolution traces writing's path from cave drawings to abstract symbols. When reading, your eyes make rapid, jerky movements called saccades, with 3 to 4 fixations per second. During these pauses, your fovea processes the detailed shapes needed to identify letters and words. We use both sight recognition and phonetic sounding out strategies, depending on the reading challenge. Writing transcends mere transcription. Many authors discover their thoughts through the writing process itself, gaining clarity with each revision. This is why the best writing typically emerges through multiple drafts rather than a single burst of inspiration. The phrase, "colorless green ideas sleep furiously," is grammatically perfect but semantically nonsensical, highlighting how meaning and grammar intertwine in language. Words exist in networks of relationships, with semantic fields organizing our understanding through connections like synonymy, car, automobile, hyponymy, rose is a kind of flower, and antonymy, hot, cold. Grammar isn't just rules to memorize, it's the system enabling infinite expression through finite means. Children's language development illustrates this beautifully. By age 3, telegraphic speech, "daddy car," evolves into complete sentences. 4-year-olds often overgeneralize rules, saying "good" instead of "went," demonstrating how our brains naturally seek language patterns. Beyond sentences, cohesive writing flows through devices like conjunctions, pronouns, and strategic repetition. Conversation follows similar patterns, with speakers using pitch, volume, and body language to signal their intentions. Your speech reveals not just what you say, but who you are. Regional dialects, social class markers, gender patterns, and ethnic variations all shape how we communicate. Everyone speaks a dialect, whether standard or non-standard, as standard English is simply a prestigious dialect variety that happened to gain social power. Have you noticed how language often becomes a symbol of national identity? The Franco regime's suppression of Basque, forbidding its use in schools, media, and public spaces, demonstrates how language becomes a focal point of political movements. Similarly, gender affects language in multiple ways, from male-oriented terminology to the lack of a sex-neutral third-person singular pronoun in English. Languages constantly evolve. They would only stand still if society did. Change spreads gradually through lexical diffusion rather than affecting all words simultaneously. It begins with a few speakers using new forms sporadically, then spreads to more words and speakers over time. Next time you hear someone complain about language deteriorating, remember that every generation has shared this belief and many current usage controversies have persisted for centuries without causing language collapse. Imagine losing your mother tongue, the language of your childhood, dreams, and deepest emotions. This tragedy happens approximately every 2 weeks as another language disappears forever. Of the world's 6,000-7,000 languages, roughly half will likely vanish within the next century. A sobering survey revealed that 96% of languages are spoken by just 4% of people, with 51 languages having only one speaker left. Why does this matter? Each language represents a unique way of understanding reality, a cultural treasure trove of knowledge, wisdom, and perspective. When a language dies, we lose irreplaceable insights about human cognition and experience. Contrary to what many believe, multilingualism, not monolingualism, is the normal human condition. 3/4 of humanity speak 2 or more languages, with over 6,000 languages coexisting in fewer than 200 countries. Even supposedly monolingual nations like Japan, Britain, and the USA have substantial minority language communities. Most bilinguals don't have equal command of their languages. Typically, one language dominates in specific domains. This complex reality challenges simplistic views of language proficiency and reminds us that language competence exists on a spectrum rather than as an all-or-nothing proposition. Language serves multiple functions, from conveying information and emotion to creating beauty, controlling reality through speech acts, and establishing identity. While record-keeping demands standard grammar, other forms like poetry and humor often break these rules intentionally. All languages are fundamentally equal, capable of expressing their users' complete range of needs and experiences. The notion of primitive languages has been disproven. Technological simplicity doesn't indicate linguistic simplicity. Every culture possesses a sophisticated language system that can articulate the full spectrum of human experience. Languages are precious human achievements, deserving protection and celebration. Developing a linguistic temperament means valuing all forms of expression, embracing multilingualism, and accepting language evolution. Our languages embody our shared humanity and capacity for connection.